Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Shane, it's been 10 years since the government first touted electronic health records for Irish hospitals. And according to the HSE chief, Bernard Gloucester, they are still some years away. He was appearing at the Public Accounts Committee. And Sarah McGuinness, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail, is on the line to tell us more. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, what did he have to say about the state of things, because some GPs have their own electronic records, some hospitals have their own electronic records, but they don't necessarily talk to each other.
No, Pat. Bernard Gloucester was quite frank at the meeting of the Public Accounts Committee yesterday, and it was quite a bit of a not a strange meeting, but I suppose there was a lot of kind of frankness in the room. Politicians were sharing personal stories, I suppose, about how they've been impacted by a lack of electronic health records in the public hospital system. And Bernard Gloucester kind of said, like, I can't even defend this. We're way behind the curve when it comes to developing these records. So at present, Ireland is the only EU member state which does not have access to medical records via an online portal. As you mentioned in the intro, this has been dating back to 2013. You know, we've repeatedly, various members from the HSE have appeared in front of various Oireachtas committees, and the time frame of 7 years has kind of been given since about 2018. But sure, we're almost 7 years on from 2018 now. So yeah, Bernard Gloucester, in fairness to him, was very honest about it. He kind of said that this is going to take several years. He says now, instead of kind of focusing on this overhaul on a nationwide scale, at the moment the HSE are kind of trialing to get, as you kind of mentioned there, bring different hospitals in one by one. And he kind of said, like, he can't wait for this big bang approach, is what he called it, whereby it's kind of all done in one fell swoop. He said that that's probably going to outlive his career in the HSE, and that right now he's focused on little milestones. But I suppose
this business of doing it piecemeal, where you may have different sets of software being used by different hospitals, surely the time is to kind of grasp the nettle and do it right.
Yeah, you can see both sides of the argument, I suppose. Like, in terms of Bernard Gloucester, there's been a huge resistance in the HSE in terms of change and digital transformation. In 2023, as a long-serving kind of executive in the HSE, Martin Curley, stood down. He had been there since 2018. He was brought in he was head of digital transformation. He stood down and he basically said that he compared the job to scaling Mount Everest, and he kind of said, like, I can't deal with this anymore. There is an unbelievable resistance to change and to modernize the health system.
Now, where is that resistance coming from? Because this would be convenient to for everybody, patients and medics alike. And we had, I know, Kieran Cannon talking about, you know, loved ones in hospital and having to repeat and repeat and repeat the medical records to various people interrogating them. Alan Kelly during the week was talking about this. 8 times his father is in Limerick Hospital and 8 times asked about his health records. I mean, that's crazy stuff.
Yeah, it's absolutely bonkers. Paul McAuliffe, the Fianna Fáil TD, was mentioned, like, it has, like, numerous wide-ranging effects. Like, Paul McAuliffe, the Fianna Fáil TD, was talking about a woman he encountered when he was out canvassing, and she said that she got a letter for an outpatient appointment for her husband, who had passed away 11 years previously. So it's also having effects on, like, family members. It's causing them a lot of stress. It's not just the patients in hospital. Marco Kosig, the Green Party TD, mentioned that his dad was admitted to University Hospital Waterford not too long ago, And he was about to undergo a procedure, so he was not in a position to take questions from medical staff. So it ended up that Marco Kohacek had to drive to his father's home to retrieve his box of medicines and bring that into the hospital so that they could work out what prescription he was on. It's absolute lunacy. And I suppose, yeah, like it's I was talking to Phil Mihay of the INMO, the Nurses and Midwives organization, yesterday, and she was saying that it's having just such an impact on efficiency. And she kind of made the point that all hospital staff are being equipped with is charts and filing cabinets. But she's saying, like, we're running out of space to even store them. And it's like there's no alternative, really, though. Like she was saying, she was in a healthcare center not too long ago, and there was 12 nurses in one room working together, and there was no computer in the room. They were all working off pen and paper, which is, it's absolutely
lunacy. Now, where's all the money, Sarah? Any clue as to where all the money we're spending on the health service is going? I know it would be a capital spend to get this thing up and running, but there's talk of that unique patient identifier, so we'd all have a number. We already all have a number, which is called the PPS number.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello!
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
So what the resistance is to using that unique identifier for everybody in this country, what the resistance is to use that to say, this is definitely Sarah, this is definitely Pat.
Yeah, like it's, to be honest, like there seems like, because it's been coming so long down the tracks, it seems like there's kind of been numerous ideas floated. And as you mentioned now, there's just no consistency with it in terms of what systems hospitals want to use and what systems they are being given to use. There is over 80 hospitals in the country, and almost 80% of those are funded by the state. So Bernard Gloucester has kind of said, like, listen, we're trying our best here, and we're going to start, you know, rolling this out where we can. And any hospital who doesn't want to get on board with it risks losing their funding. So it was kind of a stark warning. But I suppose on the other hand, you have to look at what are the hospitals being given to work with? And, you know, what is the message that is being communicated down from the HSE? And that's something that I suppose the HSE and hopefully the likes of the Public Health Committee and the Health Committee will be keeping an eye on in the coming years.
Now, was he throwing his predecessors, Paul Reid and Tony O'Brien, under the bus?
I don't think he was. He said he didn't mean to be disparaging to anyone. Like, Bernard Gloucester inherited the HSE at a very fractious time in the health service. And I suppose, like, he kind of inherited all the problems that came with it, that have been there, that are intrinsic, that can't really be blamed to any one individual.
No, I mean, he's there a relatively short time. He can say, not my fault. So therefore, is it implied that it's Paul Reid's fault or Tony O'Brien's fault that such little progress, no progress has been made in this regard?
I suppose so. You have to look as well. It's just speaking to various TDs. David Cullinan, I was speaking to him yesterday, and I was kind of, you know, teasing out that point with him. And he was like, well, I don't think it's fair to put it on any one individual, because ultimately this is a funding matter as well. You know, like there was in 2023, January 2023, the Health Committee learned of a decision that was taken in 2018 that basically the digital overhaul of our patient record system was going to have to be paused until the National Children's Hospital was sorted out, funding around that was sorted out. So I think it's kind of a combination of a culture within the HSE, which obviously came from the top down, but also a lack of government ambition and a lack of government will to see this through. Now, in fairness,
but I mean, the government can't micromanage everything. Do you know what I mean? I mean, they've thrown, what's the latest budget figure? Now, this excludes any monies that people spend on their private health insurance. The budgetary figure from government is something approaching 26 billion. You know, so we're spending a huge amount of money, and we're not getting the kind of modern health service that money should command.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point, Pat. And like, I suppose, yeah, like it's like there are I suppose there's kind of being efforts to change that. There was a new framework released in July, I think, which is basically looking at the digital transformation of the health service. And there's going to be an app that's going to be rolled out by the end of the year, whereby people can like manage their hospital appointments and they can kind of start building a digital profile. But that's going to take years. And as you kind of mentioned in the introduction, we're so far behind Europe at this point in time that, you know, these things are coming in now, but they're going to take longer and they're going to take a while to actually come to fruition. And I suppose that's a problem when we're already spending so much money.
Yeah. I just wonder, are we bent on reinventing the wheel again, or can we not just look at some other jurisdiction where they do it and they do it well, and look at not alone at the system they use to make sure that it does all the things we want our system to do, but also how they made the transition from paper to digital. You know, we shouldn't have to actually do it all ourselves where other jurisdictions have done it well and where it's functioning well.
Yeah, and Ciarán Cannon put this to Bernard Gloucester yesterday, and Bernard Gloucester kind of said, like, there was engagement with the likes of Denmark and Finland, but it didn't really seem like, maybe it was just because of the time constraints that come with the Public Accounts Committee, but he didn't really elaborate too much on that. So that definitely could be a suggestion for government too, in terms of, you know, like actually looking at what other people have done and what we need to do to get there.
Now, you mentioned at the very outset that Bernard Gloucester was complaining about resistance in the hospital sector to this digitization. Where is the resistance coming from? Because you mentioned that the nurses and midwives saying we need it and we need it as quickly as possible. It's very inefficient to do things the way we're doing it. So who is resisting?
Yeah, that's a good question, Pat. And I put in a couple of calls on this yesterday because I was kind of surprised with the fact that he was, acknowledging that, you know, there has been kind of I think he described it as a culture whereby certain hospitals can opt in and opt out, and it basically there's no kind of real repercussions in whatever they want to do, and that now the HSE is going to have to enforce a policy of you can only opt in, you know, there's no other option or your funding.
It seems very softly, you know. Like everyone thinks this is a good thing, and yet you've got these pockets of resistance around the place, and we can't really put our finger on. Are they administrators? Are they consultants? Are they doctors? Are they porters? Are they parking attendants in the hospitals? Where is it coming from?
I wouldn't imagine it's the front-facing healthcare staff who are dealing with patients on the daily, because as you said, like the INMO are begging for this to be fast-tracked, and so I imagine it's kind of on a hospital administrative level in terms of like, but also if you look at a hospital and like the strain that some of them are under, the last thing that they probably want to have to do is to get a new digital record system up and running. You know, like it's probably because it's not as been on their radar before. It's probably just something else for them to have to do, even though it would be of great benefit. I don't know that for certain, but I imagine just from speaking to, we obviously saw Bernard Gloucester, who's obviously the head of the HSE, he's saying that he wants it. Those working in the hospital interacting with patients every day are saying that they also want it as well. I suppose it's probably somewhere in between the two, whereby, you know, there's only so many hours in a day and it will have to be a matter of going out of their way to prioritise it.
All right. Well, it needs to be prioritised. It needs to be done sooner than 7 years, which is your headline today. Sarah, thank you very much for joining us. Sarah McGuinness, who's political correspondent with the Irish Daily.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Email.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.